League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Massages in my life, you know, like professional massages. You know? And I don't think I'll have a professional massage. Oh dear. Just choking thinking about it. The last time I had a professional massage. When I was young, I'm not sure what it was. When I was a kid, but I kind of got it into my head that many professional massages ended in you being wanked off. The happy ending. I had this in my head for some reason. For some reason, I also thought nurses, after giving you a bath, if you couldn't move in hospital, they too would offer to wank you off. So when I broke my leg as a 15-year-old child, I did seriously think, oh, is this going to happen now? Is this something the nurses are going to do now? They're going to offer to wank me off. No, they're not, Nathan. You're 15. And even if you were above legal age, that's not something that nurses would do. However attractive you are with your broken leg straight off a rugby field stinking of BO and crying, it's not going to happen. Let's wank that child off. It's not going to happen. And similarly, this happy ending thing with massages, you know, it's always been on my mind. When I've had a professional massage. As I say, I've only had a few. But I can be at the nicest place, you know? I can be in the middle of the English countryside and someone will have treated me to a facial and a massage or whatever. It's really beautifully relaxing. Or at least it should be. But all I'm thinking while they're doing this is, at the end, will they offer to wank me off? And it's ludicrous, because A, they're not going to offer to wank me off, are they? It's not how it works. And B, I'm not going to say yes anyway, even if they do. I'll just say no, thank you very much. That's the one thing I can do myself really well. Why would I pay someone else to do the one thing sexually that I can do better by myself? Someone else wanking you off, they're going to have to strike it very lucky if they wank you off better than you can wank yourself off. Very lucky indeed. I will never say yes to being wanked off at the end of a massage. Well, I thought that. But I found myself in Thailand, in Bangkok. And people said to me, oh, Nathan, you have to go for a Thai massage. They're brilliant. So I was with my girlfriend. And we both went for this Thai massage. And again, it was in the back of my mind that, you know, Bangkok stereotype. They would offer me a happy ending. But I was lying next to my girlfriend. on adjoining beds, so they definitely wouldn't offer to wank me off. If my girlfriend was lying next to me. But as I was lying there, and it was getting ever deeper and ever more slightly erotic, I just started to think, well, maybe they're going to offer to wank us both off. At the end of the massage. Simultaneously, you know, has a woman ever been wanked off at the end of a massage? It must have happened. Must have happened. And I thought, it's happening here. It's happening right here today. And I'm trying not to get aroused. You know, that's the other thing. You have to stop yourself getting aroused. But when you get it into your head that any second now, you and your girlfriend are going to be simultaneously wanked off by two Thai women, it's slightly arousing. But at the same time, slightly terrifying. So thankfully, the two things usually cancel each other out. But the expectation had reached fever pitch. We're in Thailand. They know we're a couple. Why are we in the same room? Is that normal? These two Thai women. We're going to be wanked off. We're going to be wanked off. Here we go. Obviously, they didn't offer to wank us off. That was obviously not going to happen. That's not a thing, is it? It's never going to be a thing, ever. Get it out of your mind, Nathan. You'll never be given a happy ending. But you know, as the saying goes, just as something is out of your mind, it happens. So I was in Edinburgh a few years ago at the Fringe, and I had a slightly bad back, just a slightly bad back. And so I go for a massage, and I turn up and it's this kind of cool looking, slightly eccentric, kooky lady. And she asks me to strip off, she demands it. And I say, I'll do my best because I've got a slightly bad back. And she says, oh, right, not to worry. I'll make you feel better. And I thought, that's nice. And so I lay face down with my head through the masseuse table and my penis rammed into it. Trying to stop itself going even partially erect. And she covered me in oils and kept repeating the same words. Feels good, right? Feels good. Feeling happier. Feeling happier. And I was. I was feeling happier. It was only a slightly bad back, but I thought, yes, I do feel happier. I felt amazing. So relaxed. It's like when the hairdresser gives you a head massage. Sometimes you think, oh my God, this is fucking incredible. I'm in love. I love you. You know what I mean. Maybe you don't, but you do. You know what I mean. Anyway, we'd had almost our allotted time, and she says to me, this masseuse in Edinburgh, turn over. I just had a little towel on, fighting an erection from this beautiful, kooky, eccentric, tantric goddess. And that's when she said it. She said, now, I want to make you completely happy. would you like me to do something a bit different with you? Oh, and I thought, oh, here we fucking go. Finally, after years of fantasizing, here it finally is. To thinking for all those years I would definitely say no. The answer is, of course, yes. Yes. Yes, please. Please wank me off. Please. Why not? Why not? It feels good. It'll make me happier. Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course, wank me off. Wank me off. Wank me off. Now, I'm fairly glad I didn't say that out loud, because it turns out she didn't want to wank me off. Why would she? She's a masseuse, not a prostitute, Nathan. What she actually wanted to do was clamber on top of me. It's not as great as it sounds. And crack my back with the weight of her body. I'd never had this done before. And in my state of confusion, coming down from the height of thinking I was about to be wanked off in this grubby little room just off the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, I said, yes, please, fucking put all your weight down on my spine. Not knowing the implications, not knowing what this was. And she climbed on me, cracked my back, and absolutely crippled me. Crippled me. I could hardly get my clothes on. I hobbled out, had to go straight to A&E, given diazepam, wiped out, and had to cancel virtually the whole rest of the run of one of my shows, costing me thousands of pounds. So, you know, in other words, a very happy ending. Oh, I hope you're happy, but not like how you were with me. I'm selfish, I know, I can't let you go. So find someone great, but don't find no one better. I hope you're happy. Lots of love to you all. I hope that's given you a little bit happy. Oh, sorry, I fucked up the ending there. Sorry, sorry the ending wasn't the climax you deserved.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.